Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. Dr. Matthew Cole is the interim dean in the College of Business and Information Technology at Lawrence Technological University and the chair of the Lawrence Tech Assessment Committee and chair of the Institutional Review Board. He's joining us here today to talk with us about LTU and their business school. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for inviting me to share with you about Lawrence Tech and the College of Business and IT.
We're so lucky to have some wonderful colleges right here in our backyard, and LTU is Lawrence Tech is definitely one of them. What can you share with us about the business school? Kind of give us an overview of what the business school offers.
Well, that's a great question, and you're right. This is a remarkable ecosystem of universities from in Southeast Michigan, and Lawrence Tech, one of the colleges that has a prestigious reputation. We are a private university in Southfield, Michigan that was founded in 1932. And the focus at the time was to provide an accessible education to create the middle class around the automotive industry. And the university started with the College of Engineering in 1932. And shortly thereafter, when the Great Depression hit the United States in 1939, there was a need to start upskilling labor and helping folks improve their knowledge and skills to be competitive and successful in the new economy that grew out of the Great Depression. It's in that historical time frame where the College of Business was started in 1952. And what the college was designed to provide acumen to folks who wanted to expand on their technical skills. So from the very beginning, there was this connection, this blending, and this awareness that having theoretical knowledge of technology and business was a great marriage. The connection between technology and business will help you to be a successful business professional. Mm-hmm. And that perspective is what we're leveraging today as we head into the new Industry 4.0 economy, where we really are seeing a strong intersection of technology and people. So we are definitely leveraging that today in the College of Business and growing off of this strong, important history of both Lawrence Tech as a world-class STEM and design focus university and the College of Business and IT focus on creating business professionals that are empowered with technological skills so that they can succeed.
Yeah, I mean, technology obviously is not going away. In fact, it continues to evolve. And with AI, artificial intelligence and all that is going to play a role in how businesses operate. And that's why the marriage between the two is so valuable. Are you seeing more of that with technology constantly evolving and the need to educate people in combining that business and technology aspect?
Yeah, and it's both an exciting time and it is a daunting time. It's exciting because students of today are aware of the technological world around them, and our programs in Lawrence Tech and in the College of Business are geared towards undergraduate and graduate students. The undergraduates, which are, you know, our current generation, Generation Z, they are the technological generation. They grew up with technology, you know, daunting for the the faculty who are not aware of the technological changes, and they are needing to get on board because our students are telling us what they want and what they need. And what they want is they want to be taught how to use artificial intelligence. They want to be taught how to leverage technological skills to be successful. And so what we are doing in the College of Business is supporting that through some innovative programs. We have both undergraduate and graduate programs in business administration. So the Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and the Master of Science of Business Administration. And those have always been both successful and popular. You know, as you know, for executives, getting an MBA is a really good stepping stone to moving up the corporate ladder and getting that sort of advanced management and leadership skill set. But what we've done then to leverage the technology is we've started two new degrees, both at the undergraduate and graduate level. One of those is a degree in information technology, and another one is a degree in business data analytics. And both of those degrees then are heavily leveraging technology through the theory and practice that is our motto as a university. Wow. So we teach the students how to, we teach them what is the technology. We teach them how to use the technology. That's the theory and practice. And what I really like about Lawrence Tech and the philosophy here is we are an interdisciplinary university. We are about horizontal collaboration, colleges working together, faculty working together, and I'll give you two examples. Just in the last 2 weeks, we had our annual faculty assessment day. And what we did on that day is we had a generative AI symposium. So all of the faculty got together and we had presentations from across the university, the different colleges that represent Lawrence Tech, which, by the way, are the College of Engineering, College of Business, College of Architecture and Design, College of Arts and Sciences. And we have a new college, the fifth college, which is a College of Health Sciences. That's brand new. But we had representatives from each college presenting on things like ChatGPT and AI and machine learning and ways that people are leveraging generative AI for image generation and for textual generation and for problem solving. And it was really an awesome event. And also sort of leveraging this horizontal and collaborative nature of our culture here at Lawrence Tech is that the colleges collaborate. So for example, in College of Business, where I've just been describing to you the focus on technology through IT and business data analytics, well, we collaborate with our College of Arts and Sciences that has a computer science degree, and we collaborate with our College of Engineering that has a computer engineering degree, and we collaborate by faculty meeting and talking with each other, students being embedded in classes. So a lot of the students throughout the campus take one or two business classes. We really want them to have that business acumen as part of their experiences here at Lawrence Tech. That's one of my goals as the interim dean of the College of Business. I started just this past June. One of my goals is to create more opportunities for students throughout the Lawrence Tech University to get some business skills. But when you see for example, a class that we have, Principles of Management, that has business students and engineering students and arts and science students and architecture and design, and all together, then they're having discussions about how is technology being used in business to improve management, to improve the workplace. It's really such a very cool experience to watch the students engage. And I frequently visit the classrooms and listen to the discussions. It's very exciting.
You know, Matthew, we know that small business owners are big employers in the state of Michigan. How valuable is it for young people who are thinking about becoming a small business owner to earn a degree in business? And you have a specific track for entrepreneurs that will a focus on entrepreneurs.
So that's a great question. I think the spirit of Lawrence Tech from the beginning has been innovation and entrepreneurship. Those are the driving forces of the Lawrence Tech value proposition. That's why so many of our graduates get hired by the top businesses in our area. And the world of entrepreneurship is really growing as far as opportunities for folks to be small business owners and to start their own business. You don't really need, I'll be honest, you don't need a business degree or really even a college education to be a successful entrepreneur, but it's a lot easier. You have much more success when you can get a college degree and that innovation and entrepreneurship education and practice, that theory and practice bundled together, because there's so much that's needed to be a successful business owner. You need to understand the accounting. You need to understand the finance. You need to understand the management and the marketing. You need to understand the technology, the IT. You need to understand how to process data and data analytics. In addition, you need to be creative. You need to be innovative. You need to be a designer. And all these things are nurtured in a college degree like the one you could get at Lawrence Tech. In the College of Business, we are very excited about a new center that we're starting, which is called the Entrepreneurship and the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center, IEC. And that center is going to be a hub at Lawrence Tech to support entrepreneurship education and entrepreneurship stakeholder engagement and entrepreneurship research. And at the College of Business, we actually have an executive in residence from a local Lawrence Tech accelerator called Centropolis. Are you familiar with Centropolis?
No, tell me about that.
Okay, so let me give you a little background on the role of accelerators. Accelerators are organizations that help people create business. So, for example, Wayne State University, they have Tech Town.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Okay, so at Lawrence Tech, we have the Centropolis Accelerator.
Oh,
and
okay.
We are the only accelerator in Southeast Michigan that's focused exclusively on small manufacturing and hardware entrepreneurs. So that's the life, you know, that's the lifeblood of our innovation that's coming out of College of Engineering and College of Architecture and Design and College of Arts and Sciences. It's all of this stuff that students and faculty are learning how to make and get patents on that will lead to the next generation of products and manufacturing technologies and project management and supply chain adds value to that with the College of Business. Now, what's really exciting then to have Centropolis as represented in the College of Business is that their CEO, his name is Dan Radomski. He's one of our executive in residence. And so our College of Business students get opportunities to serve as interns and actually work side by side with startup companies. And they get that hands-on experience of what it's like to actually be embedded with the new startup experience.
Wow, that's very cool. So that, you know, is it common for people to do like a business track in this area and do engineering? Like if they're trying to invent something and then get it patented? I mean, is that part of that too?
Well, yeah. So exactly. And that's why we're starting, why I've been leading the creation of our new Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center at Lawrence Tech, because we need to provide a center that will support students from transferring their technology to the world of patents.
And that's very cool.
Yeah, Lawrence Tech has always been supporting that, but now we're going to have something that makes it even more centralized and easier for students to get the knowledge and get some mentorship and get some partnering with folks that are experienced with things like patents and transferring technology to the market.
It sounds like, Matthew, that Lawrence Tech has always gone beyond the theoretical teaching, but really a hands-on approach, you know, to what you're doing. So you're really learning hands-on. I heard that about the architects and the engineer, where some colleges, they focus on the actually academia and learning and theoretical, which is great. But then at Lawrence, you kind of take it a step further where you're actually doing it.
Well, I'll say that our motto as a university is theory and practice. And, I think part of the, I want to say, you know, part of the university experience wherever you go is to expand your theoretical knowledge from the textbook to actually doing things.
Sure.
And most educators today are finding ways to create project and do project-based learning. But what we do at Lawrence Tech is it's really a foundation for how we teach.
Yeah.
So early on, for example, you're getting your nose out of the textbook, and early on in your academic journey, you are doing project-based learning and you are doing research. We actually have a very creative and innovative focus on research early in the academic experience called course-based research experience. In fact, we just published a paper on it. I was one of the authors in the journal Frontiers in Education. It's very cool. And the other thing that we do that I think sets us apart from other schools is that we have so many industry partners that want to give us their products and give us their experience and give us their technology, both to help our students learn, but also so that they can improve on it. So our students and our faculty get engaged in projects where we are actually helping companies get better by helping them evaluate, for example, various characteristics of their product, or, you know, so for example, in the College of Business, we have a project that we're working on right now where we're helping a company evaluate the potential of batteries to be recycled. So, right, we have this new EV world that we're going to get into. And so the question is, you know, how do we make it as sustainable as possible? How can we help optimize the recycling of the batteries? That's a technological question. It requires analytics, it requires research, because there's a lot of energy available in batteries, even if they might not be available to power the car, they're still could be recycled in a way that creates a sustainable development of, you know, of the EV battery. So we're studying that through machine learning to understand how can we quickly get a measurement of the different chemical properties of these battery packs or these battery cells, and use AI and machine learning to help us optimize when is the battery ready to be recycled, or is it done and now we can do other things with it to help it become recycled.
Wow, that's exciting. What is the criteria, Matthew, to be accepted at LTU? Can you kind of give us an overview? Is it based on your GPA, your SAT, your ACT? I mean, what's the requirements?
So both at the undergraduate and graduate level, you know, we take a holistic approach. We look at the whole person. We are certainly at the undergraduate level, someone needs to have a high school degree. But what we're looking for, somebody that's excited to have a career, for example, in the College of Business, to have a career in business, somebody that wants to be the business professional for tomorrow's workforce. So we look at their application, we look at their letter, their essays that they're going to write, we look at their reference letters from their counselor, that's how we evaluate people. We're continuing the long tradition that Lawrence Tech has had, which is from the beginning, it was founded with a philosophical perspective of making education available to whoever wants it.
Can you give out your website and any other resources you want to share with our listeners to find out more about the work you're doing in the business school at LTU?
Sure. So the business school website, well, the website for the university is ltu.edu, so www.ltu.edu. And the College of Business in particular is ltu.edu/business-IT.
Okay, great. And go ahead, Matthew.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, just go to, if folks just, when you go to the website, you'll see all of our programs and mm-hmm. all of the information that helps people navigate what's available at LearnsTech.
So Matthew, anything else you want to share with our listeners here on It's Your Community about what's going on at Lawrence Tech, particularly in the business school? I'm sure there's opportunities for scholarships and all those other great things that they could research too.
Sure. Well, you know, what's interesting about the College of Business, in addition to what I was already describing, that our purpose is to connect STEM and design with business and empower learners of technology so that they can be successful business professionals. What's interesting is that about 70% of our undergraduates are athletes. Mm. And so the reason why I'm telling you that is because our identity as a university to be a residential campus has really transformed over the last 10 years. We are a residential campus now, and athletics is a big part of that experience. And, you know, mm-hmm. students get great scholarships if they have athletic interests. And I encourage folks that are interested in engaging athletics and getting a high quality undergraduate degree to explore Lawrence Tech. And I want to say one of the reasons why we're seeing so many percentage of athletes taking a business degree is because they're practical. I mean, they're coming here to enjoy athletics, to compete, but they know that they want to leave as with the best chance of being a business professional.
Yeah.
And for a lot of folks that are in athletics, things like sports management, things like being a leader in an organization, things like being a coach and a mentor and understanding marketing principles and accounting and finance, these are things that are exciting they just happen to be exciting for people in athletics. And it makes sense to me because they're already sort of doing that when they're engaging in their sports anyways. There's teamwork, they're learning how to work with people. And so I think it's a great opportunity in that regard.
That's wonderful. Dr. Matthew Cole, thank you so much from LTU, Interim Dean in the College of Business and Information Technology at LTU. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. It was my pleasure. Hope we get to do it again.
For sure. Any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you can easily reach out to me, Vanessa Denha. You can go to Epiphany Communications, or you can find me on all my social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram, Epiphany Communications on Facebook. You can also find me on X, formerly known as Twitter. And as always, we remind all of you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. It's Your Community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.